ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Tuesday, April 16th. Your drive begins now from Jack Cook Field here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Paul Swan, your host. We're going to have our usual cast of thousands here today in the radio booth. Woody Woodrum is with me as well.
Howdy, everybody.
What's up?
Yep. Glad to be here. Beautiful day for baseball.
Isn't it?
Nice to say that and really mean it.
Yeah. We're going to have a member of the media join us. The promise this time. You know, last time I told Cassidy Wood stop on by. She never came by.
Right.
I gave her the business for it afterwards when she was walking up the walkway. And I was walking down the walkway. So Luke Creasy is going to join us a little bit later on. He knows where the radio booth is. He'll find us. So he's going to join us shortly in about 15, 20 minutes. Coming up in the next few minutes will be the new head coach of the Marshall women's baseball team, Julie Folks. She's throwing out the first pitch tonight. So hopefully she's warming up now. They got her warming up somewhere in the bullpen, maybe, just getting her throw ready.
Just getting their arm loose, you know.
I mean, you got to make a good impression.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited, as I said, at the awards dinner the other night when I saw the picture of her cutting down the nets for the national championship for Transylvania, and she had on a shirt that had bats all over it. You know, Batman logo, Dracula logo, all sorts of bats. And I told the crowd that night, she's going to really love it here because I've maybe got a kindred soul coming in, Paul. So I'm about to wear a bat shirt to Transylvania's national championship game.
All right, we're a minute 32 in, and he's already made a Universal Monsters or Batman reference.
Exactly.
That's a game we play. You didn't know that until today. So Woody has made the reference. Yeah, she's going to join us here in the next few minutes, so we're going to keep the third chair open for her as we had a chance to talk to her earlier today. And if you'd like to hear that when she spoke to the media, you can go download that now on our podcast, The Drive with Paul Swan. I went ahead and posted that media scrum on the podcast, so you can go and listen to what she had to say after the cameras went off on the live stream. So looking forward to catching up with her in the next few minutes. So it's an interesting hire. She comes from Division III, winning a national championship at that level. Interesting last two hires for the Thundering Herd. You bring in someone who's won a national championship from Division II, and now you bring someone in from Division III that's won a national championship. You know, interesting that the job is attracting coaches that have that sort of pedigree. And I think Tony Kemper really laid the groundwork for this team.
Yeah.
But then Kim Caldwell came in and raised the bar and made it possible to attract probably, you know, a coach like Folks.
Yes.
You think he would have been.
She's had an unbelievable run. The only thing, and I think I'd like to ask her this today when she's up here, is – what is the difference, though, because she was an assistant at, like, six different programs. So she's recruited for different programs at different levels. But what's the difference between going after a kid in Division I and going after a kid in Division III, where you don't necessarily have scholarships, but you have the ability to put funds into the hands of any student that comes to those schools with different stuff? And I know the NIL has changed everything some. But what has she had to deal with in recruiting Division III versus now she's out recruiting Division I kids?
I tell you what, those kids that go to Transy, they're building rocket ships.
Yes.
They're the ones designing the ballpark here. They're building rocket ships to Mars and Jupiter.
Yeah.
And
high academics.
Yeah. High altitude planes that don't need anything but a gallon of water. Yeah, okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But you get my point. They're building the future at Transylvania. You got to be pretty smart to get in.
And Tony Kemper and, you know.
Royce Chadwick before him.
Yeah, they didn't throw away at.
Matt Daniels, you had Royce Chadwick prior.
Yeah, they just didn't throw away academics, though.
No, they didn't.
They pushed their kids, and they always were pretty high in the GPA, and they never had any problem with the NCAA's mark where you have to be above 900. Everybody but football is normally very easily over that mark. It's a little different when you're dealing with 80, 90 guys.
Yeah.
But
it's a task.
Yeah, but, you know, you see soccer every year. They're there. Women's basketball is there. Golf's there. Tennis there. So track and field is there. You know, all the women's sports and some of the men's sports, have done very well in the classroom, and I think we're going to see a continued emphasis in that area. But it is going to be different for her and the Herd fans as well, because she, you know, she may like what she sees of Kim Caldwell's game last year, but that's not necessarily going to be her game for this year.
I don't think we're going to see five in and five out.
26 games, yeah.
Five in, five out, that's probably not going to happen. Maybe it will. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take our first break now because she's going to be joining us here in the next few minutes. So let's go ahead and get that in now. We'll come back. We'll talk to her. She's going to join us here in the radio booth. We will also hear from Luke Creasy a little bit later on as we're today at Jack Cook Field, the Herd, taking on Morehead State. 550 airtime. For that, Jason Toy and Woody Woodrum will have the call, and you can listen to the game right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Hey, Tri-State. Frank's Place is where friends hang out with friends. Stop on by for happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. and a lot of daily specials. If you're a sports fan, we have what you want. From NCAA basketball, NBA, NHL, and MLB. First responders, stop by Frank's Place and check out the specials we have for you. Frank's Place, located at the River Place Plaza, next to Fratelli's. Check us out on Facebook for weekly updates and specials. Frank's Place, your home away from home.
Now is the time to add on a new bathroom or remodel your old one with the latest up-to-date bathroom fixtures from Mutual Wholesalers, 710 5th Street, Huntington. Come in today to Mutual Wholesalers' beautiful showroom and see how your new bathroom will look. Check out Acre by Max. Have a new bathroom this year. Mutual Wholesalers, locally owned and operated, 710 5th Street, Huntington. Call 304-525-9118.
You know, there's something about a truck you can count on and that SUV that's been on every family vacation for a decade. TikTok Tire and Uniroyal know your truck or family car is only as reliable as the tires underneath it. And that's why Uniroyal made the Laredo AT Tire and HT Tire to be the tires you trust. You know, like you trust your truck, your SUV, or TikTok Tire. Uniroyal Laredo AT and Laredo HT. See where 130 years of value takes you. For more information, stop into TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, right across from the stadium, or call 304-525-7000. 7831.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Stalwart Insurance is the name for insurance in the tri-state. They are committed to delivering tailored benefit solutions with thoughtful, strategic planning with valuable professional services. Stop by or call Stalwart Insurance for your homeowner's insurance needs. Stalwart Insurance is located right beside Kenny Queen Hardware on Route 10 in Barbersville. Call Stalwart Insurance anytime at 304-552-3883. That's 304-552-3883. Or visit them online at stalwartinsurance.com.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Back here at Jack Cook Field, Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum with you on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Later on at Jack Cook Field, you'll get a chance to see the new basketball coach for Marshall Women's Basketball, Julie Fulks, throw her first pitch. She's with us now, and congratulations once again, and good to see you. And how's the whirlwind tour been so far as you've seen and done all the things, all the attractions at Marshall today?
Here we go.
It's been a fantastic day, so I appreciate you having me here tonight. When I came for the interview, they told me all about how beautiful Jack Cook Field was, and we dialed up the weather tonight, so it's an amazing night for baseball. I've been very blessed today, from the press conference to getting to meet the team and support staff and then just other individuals. Been fantastic day and excited to continue moving Marshall women's basketball forward.
How familiar were you with Marshall prior to maybe your first conversations with Christian Spears? I don't know how much you've seen of the university prior to today. What were those initial talks like as far as facilities, everything, trying to get it all in a condensed time frame?
Well, I've had several friends who have worked here and had great experiences, and the piece that everybody always talks about is the community. It's a very special community that loves Marshall University and really supports all of our students, and especially the student athletes. And so that was a great start. And being, one state over for the last 10 years, we've recruited through here. We've had several players from West Virginia. So felt like I had a good initial understanding of both the university and the community. And it's just certainly kept going forward from there.
Ultimately, what was it that you said made you say, this is the right fit for me? You had a great job. You had a great situation at Transy. So what was it that ultimately made you decide, okay, this is the next journey in my life?
When I met and talked with Christian, and then he talked to me as well about, President Brad Smith, I am somebody that really appreciates great leaders with great vision. And that became very clear. And as I learned more and researched more, that was the tipping piece for me. I've had a great experience at Transylvania. They were very kind to me for 10 years. And I did have a great athletic director. And so I understand what that leadership looks like. And it felt like it was just the right time to take that next growth step. But I needed it to be at a place that I felt matched my vision with what we want to accomplish, which is to go and compete for championships on an annual basis. And that was the two pieces that were very clear the whole process was the clarity of vision and the desire to be great, and that mattered.
Coach, I've had some people ask me, is it too much of a reach to go from Division III to Division I? I don't think that has anything to do with it. It's coaching basketball. It's what you've got to be good at. But I think, obviously, the recruiting is a little bit different from one to the other.
Yeah, the recruiting is different. I think the best way to explain it is, the contacts are not different. Now we're just talking about different student athletes. And, at every level, my job has always been to take and steal players that other people are like, wow, that's a great, a really good situation for us. And so it's going to be the same. We're going to go out and try to get those players that believe in Marshall University and have an ability to compete for championships. And so in a lot of ways, the process is the same. It's just different student athletes.
Now, I asked you earlier about the style, what we're going to see out on the court. We're not going to see what we saw last year, five in, five out. That's not your style. You've been described as, and we heard that today, someone's very cerebral. Your teams don't make many mistakes. I spoke to someone in Lexington who said that if they commit a turnover, something is wrong because this team doesn't do that. You have a team in Transy that's really high on basketball IQ. That seems to be an important part of what you're trying to do.
Well, I think a lot of confidence comes from the understanding. The more they can understand what system we're running and how it fits their strengths, I think it allows them, it's a higher ceiling. I don't want them looking over their shoulder and wondering what I'm thinking or what's supposed to be happening. And so really, how I've explained it to them is our system is really based on them. And so I think it's a little bit of a reverse thinking than how other people do it versus my system. We're going to look at every group and every team every year, and we're going to figure out what strengths matter and what skills does everybody have that when we're playing in games that we're competing for championships translate. And we're going to start from there. And so if we happen to have a group that is just dominant at getting to the rim, that is the advantage that we're going to take care of and work from. And so I think it's much more about, for me, it needs to be a system that makes sense analytically. I've watched lots of teams lose because they had poor shot selection. And if we're only going to get 80 possessions on offense and we control which shots we take, I can give anybody a math lesson on what percentage equals how many points. And so I think we're going to be really great at them understanding how they can control some of the efficiencies. I mean, at every level, the most likely outcome of every possession is still a missed shot. And so we're going to be great at rebounding. And we're going to work backwards from those things. But, I think lots of coaches have lots of great philosophies, and there are a lot of ways to win. I've learned that over time. But I do think confidence really comes from the consistency and the understanding this is why we do it, and this is why it works for you.
Do you have a particular style of player that you're looking for, maybe just now bigger and stronger than what you have?
Yeah, I think it probably varies at each position, but I love having big, fast, strong athletes that have a lot of versatility. And by that, I mean they become hard to guard because, if you have a smaller athlete, they're very easy to put on the interior and dominate inside. We've had our post players have led us in shooting threes because, a lot of people don't really want to come out and defend 3 feet outside the line. And so for me, I like players that just have some great strengths that we can maximize. I don't need you to do everything, but I need you to be great at some things so that we can utilize those and fit it together with everybody else.
Coach, welcome to the transfer portal world. Yeah. I don't know how much that's been for you in the past, but obviously you've got some kids on this past year's team that announced they were going to hit the portal. Will you talk to any of those kids and see if they just rushed? Because, I've been around here 49 years, and one thing that always happens when there's a coaching change is kids panic. And they think it's all over, and I better get out of there because we're never going to get anybody like that coach again. And so how will you handle that and all the fun that comes with the NIL?
Yeah. Well, we've been working through, and I've sat down and talked to all of them and reached out to all of them and sat down with several of them. And I completely understand it. Coaching changes lead to a lot of uncertainty. And the piece I try to help them through is staying at least – helps in some of that because now you still have the university and your teammates, and that creates more certainty. And so obviously when student athletes come to Marshall, we want them to stay and we want them to graduate from here. But I'm also a believer in their empowerment and being able to look around and sometimes see what might be a better fit. And I hope for everybody that we bring in, we want them to be the right fit. And so we're in the portal, we're working through it, and, we're starting to talk to people, and that piece is exciting because it also gives you ability every year to go plug some gaps that may have been created through, injuries or just anything that happens over the course of the year. And so we're ready to utilize that, and the same thing with NIL. I mean, it's great to work with communities, sponsors and people that are invested in the program and want to see the team succeed. And, now we are really clear on it is a partnership and we need both sides to be great.
Our guest is new Marshall women's basketball coach Julie Folks. She's scheduled to throw the first pitch out at Jack Cook Field, so we're looking forward to that coming up here in about an hour or so. So when you spoke earlier, community was a big part of what you talked about, and Marshall Sports Information Director even talked about how you left a lasting impact on his daughter. Now that you're at a Division I university, how do you expand what you've done in the past? You have more resources. What are you looking to do to try to really connect with the community, not just the Marshall community, but beyond, in a higher platform now?
Well, the first thing I want everybody to know about our team is we are going to be invested back. There's great privilege that comes with what we do, and it matters to me that, our staff, our players, myself, that we are looking for opportunities that we can help others and use this platform to rise up. I have been, we've had our team the last few years, we went to all the elementary schools, and I think it is great for the young girls and young boys to see this is what you can do. And this is benefits of education. So I'm excited about being able to do those in the local community. But you are right. We now have a chance to expand past that. And women's basketball is on the rise. And I'm excited to help. How can Marshall University help West Virginia and even border states? How can we help it rise up communities and help just through education and through sports keep moving everybody forward?
Question I get all the time when it comes to a new coach is just about scheduling philosophies.
Yeah.
Do you have a scheduling philosophy? Just take the best team available, or are you looking for a particular type of team to try to get better conference?
Yeah, I think, every team, I feel like it's a season-by-season thing because some teams need different things. And so there is times that you need to be fully challenged every night, and then there are, times and teams where you need to build a little bit more confidence. I believe winning's a habit. And you know, it is important to learn how to win. And the great thing about the core that we have coming back, learning to win matters, expecting to win matters more. And so, you know, scheduling can meet a lot of different needs. And so we're going to sit down and really figure out, okay, for this group, for this year, what do we think is the priority? And how are we going to make our schedule, you know, really, really play out in our advantage? I think scheduling and recruiting are two of the most important things we do.
And speaking of the schedule, of course, the Sun Belt schedule is always set. What do you know about the league? How familiar are you with some of the opponents you'll be facing in the future and the league in general?
Yeah, well, it's a fast, athletic league that likes to get up and down the floor, likes to apply pressure. I have friends that are coaches in it. I've watched several games now. You know, and it's a very athletic league that I think plays all, you know, all 94 feet and really extends and adds pressure. And that's exciting. I think players like playing in that sort of system.
Well, Coach, I want to say one thing. When I saw the picture of you cutting down the nets with the bat shirt on, I have told a lot of folks that lady's going to get along well here, I think, because you got to have a sense of humor about this. This can't all be, we've got to drive, we've got to push, we've got to prod. You know, every kid's different, and you have to push some, you have to love some. But it seemed like to me that that's somebody who's unafraid to have somebody look at you and go, oh, I can't believe you did that. If I was at Transylvania University, it would probably be stupid how many different costumes I would have worn. Because I've done a lot of that here at Marshall. But talk about that, about, you know, because this team this past year, I can go back to the days in like 99 to about 2001 when I was kind of transferring from being an equipment guy with bad back to being more of a media person, and you know, they challenged me to get 300 to a women's basketball game at Marshall, and I think one time that year we had some great giveaway and we got over 300, and I was going crazy. Well, you know, they were filling the place up game after game after game last year. People caught on. I mean, obviously Caitlin Clark, and then the championship game that outdrew the men's championship game. It's been a great year for women's basketball, and how can you expand on that?
Well, it has been. You know, I think people love watching fun, high-quality basketball, and we want to build off last year. And, you know, I know how much fun it is for fans to come in and have interactions with the players and feel like they are an extended part and have a say in the outcome. I mean, big crowds matter, and so I appreciate that. You know, this will be my first official call. If anybody can find me a shirt that has green and, you know, Marco and Bison on it. Like, how can we make that next shirt? I've got, you know, I went out and we got our first pair of, you know, Nike shoes to help. We got the green. We're ready to go.
Right.
But I just think there's so much momentum right now. And the game has always been great. And we finally have opened up the doors to it. And we just want to keep building because it is such a high quality sport with, you know, great flow and just great energy. I'm excited to be a part of that build.
See, wow. You spoke about getting a new shirt. They've brought you one just now. It doesn't have everything you want just yet, but it's green.
It's a great start.
It's a great start.
It is. A quick response. That's what we like to see around here.
What's been the most fun today for you?
I love getting to meet the team. I talked to them this weekend. They are the reason we do what we do, and so just getting to talk to them in person, meet them, and start that process of building a relationship and figuring out how we're going to do that together. And then I've had a chance to just meet so many members of the community, and everybody has come up and has been very friendly. They took me around the campus center, and there were several student-athletes that came up and immediately introduced themselves. It's just been very friendly and welcoming.
Well, that's one of the things I've told people. Huntington is the greatest place in the world to work and live if you've got a decent job, and sometimes we don't have enough of those, but they're working on it. I think Brad's got, he's worked with the city well. Steve Williams, obviously a former student athlete here at Marshall as the mayor, and although this is last year in the house, it's been amazing to see, like, all that stuff that's gone over there had been here the entire 49 years I've been around doing nothing, and it's just so great to see everything come along this field. One next to it, the indoor, the, you know, some of the stuff they've done to the Henderson Center. There's still more we could do there, but it's a great place. It's a lot about family here.
Yeah, well, I agree. And one of the things Brad and I have in common is we're both first generation college students, and so I understand the value of education and what it can do to change lives. And that is always an important mission for me of how can we use all of the things that we provide, but for me specifically women's basketball, how can I use that to change families for future generations? And that matters.
Our guest, Julie Fulks, the new head coach, Marshall Women's Basketball. Thanks for stopping by. They've got your jersey ready, and we'll see you out there on the field shortly throwing up the first pitch.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Quick timeout. We come back. Luke Creasy, HD Media, joins us on today's edition of the show, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Where are we heading?
We're going to Red's today.
Oh, no. Are they fixing Mom's car?
No.
Did the tow truck pick her up?
Nope.
But you said we were going to Red's.
We're going to Red's Truck Center. At Red's Truck Center, they work on big trucks and RVs and have a big showroom full of parts and accessories. More than 40 product lines in the parts department.
So Red's is more than tow trucks and fixing cars?
Yes, dear. We buy all of our truck parts and RV parts at Red's Truck Center, just off US 35 in Bidwell, Ohio, across from Love's. Stop in and see us.
Working Man Store in Huntington. Check out the biggest inventory of scrubs in West Virginia, featuring brands such as Healing Hands, Dickies, Cherokee, and Med Couture at the best price. Working Man Store has one of the largest selections of big and tall shirts, jackets, and jeans in the area. Working Man Store is the king of blue jeans with Levi's, Dickies, Carhartt, Lee, and Wranglers in sizes up to 72. And Working Man Store has the best selection of men's work boots and casual shoes anywhere at the best price. Working Man Store, open every day at 140 Fifth Avenue, Huntington.
Stalwart Insurance is the name for insurance in the tri-state. They are committed to delivering tailored benefit solutions with thoughtful, strategic planning with valuable professional services. Stop by or call Stalwart Insurance for your homeowner's insurance needs. Stalwart Insurance is located right beside Kenny Queen Hardware on Route 10 in Barbersville. Call Stalwart Insurance anytime at 304-552-3883. That's 304-552-3883. Or visit them online at stalwartinsurance.com.
Giovanni's has great Italian dishes. Spaghetti with meat sauce, lasagna, ravioli, manicotti, and baked lasagna. Giovanni's has the best sandwiches around, from the stromboli, Italian sub, calzones, and their signature big red. All dinners will be served with hot garlic bread or Italian rolls. Giovanni's Pizza, fresh, hot, and tasty. Have it delivered right to your door. Giovanni's. The Italian place to be.
Save big money on roof and floor trusses. Now at Menards. We carry a large selection of pre-built, residential, and post-frame trusses to complete your next building project. Or upload your own truss blueprints online. Or bring your building plans to your local Menards and start designing your trusses today. Save big on trusses at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Deep in the mines of the coal fields came a wonderful sound, the sound of a cat living in a mine. The Coal Cats sees light. The Tri-State Coal Cats have arrived.
Baseball is back in the Tri-State. Tickets are now on sale. Group tickets as low as $5. Get info now at herdzone.com and use the promo code COLCATS. Plan now for a summer of fun with the Tri-State Coal Cats. Coming to the brand new Jack Cook Field in Huntington. Get your group together now and enjoy the game. Season tickets are now available. The Tri-State Coal Cats.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We're back here at Jack Cook Field for today's edition of the show. Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum's with us. You know, we got to come to the Jack sometimes to get the better guest. We had Julie Fulks on. Now we've got Luke Creasy from HD Media. We have to come to you sometimes to get you on the show.
Yeah, well, and that's a tough act to follow. I mean, I think she won the press conference earlier today and staying in the spotlight, but... happy to join the program anytime.
Good to see you. So, initial thoughts, impressions when you heard her speak today, like the rest of us, what stood out to you?
I think the big thing when you talk about a new coach is being able to win the press conference, like I said, and to kind of establish yourself with the fan base at the time. And, you know, obviously she brings a winning resume to Huntington, and that's a big thing. I think that... the previous coaching staff did a lot to kind of establish the winning culture. And even going back a couple staffs ago with Tony Kemper and his squad, they started to turn things around. Obviously, an extremely high performance last year to kind of elevate their status even more. It made it an attractive job, and so you were going to get good candidates, and there will be a lot of doubters that say, well, she had success at D3. But if you have success where you are, there's something to be said for that. I mean, she won 400 games. And so I think it's an exciting time, for Marshall Athletics. And there will be speculation until they play that first game as to how well she'll do. And it's a tough act to follow, obviously. But I think women's basketball is in good hands. She certainly seems like she's a team-first coach. And big part now is how many from last year's team can you get to stay that have eligibility left. And again, a reminder, just because someone is in the portal doesn't mean they are leaving. So there's a chance to still recruit some of those players back. And so I think it'll be interesting over the next couple weeks until that portal closes to see who she can bring in because there are roster spots to fill.
I like the hire because she is established. She's won a championship. She's not someone that you're giving the first opportunity to prove themselves. She's proven. Kim Caldwell was a proven coach. And I like this hire back-to-back now because you're not giving some up-and-coming assistant their first shot at being the head coach. You're giving a coach that 400 wins, Luke. That's quality right there.
I don't care if that's a buddy league downtown at the YMCA. You went 400 of anything. That's impressive.
And there's something to be said for the longevity of and sustainability of what she's been able to do as a coach. I mean, two different schools, 10 years apiece, and she left those programs better than she found them. I was just for kicks and giggles. I was looking back at Lewis at her time at Lewis and Clark College, and when she left, she had. I think Lewis and Clark has had two winning seasons in the last decade after she left for Transylvania. And Transylvania has obviously had great success, even more so the past 3 years when she's gone, 91-2. And those two losses came 1 year in the Elite Eight and 1 year in the Final Four. And so her system works. It's very reminiscent of when they hired Caldwell from Glenville State. And, it was a system that worked. It was a proven she had a proven track record, and now she gets the chance to prove herself at the Division I level. And I think it's probably a win-win for all involved, just like Caldwell was. And, I think Brad Smith posed a question, or that he had been asked, is can you strike lightning in a bottle twice? And I think that's kind of what everybody's waiting to see.
New bottle, new lightning. I don't think any hire is just like the previous hire.
I don't think so either.
I don't remember ever being able to plug somebody in and just say this is going to work perfect. And it's tough for Corny in his situation to go from being assistant to being the head guy.
Yep.
And it's a challenge. But, when Kim started out 2-4, there were some questions, is she in over her head? And then suddenly they beat Florida, it flipped the switch, they only lost to Wake Forest and JMU the rest of the way up to the NCAA tournament. So it wasn't like everyone went, this is the greatest hire ever, until she had the best season in Marshall women's history.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to get on the court and win games. And it is a process, and you saw that the first month with Caldwell trying to figure out who her team was, their strengths and their weaknesses, and how they could play. And then once they got it together, they were fine. I think you'll see something very similar with Folks because, like I said, her system has proven to work, but that's all in the past. You hear coaches say that all the time. And so now she's in Huntington. She's got a team, and it'll be interesting to see what the on-court product ends up being.
Yeah, because for the majority of her players, they didn't choose her. She chose them, and Caldwell said that last year as well. I chose them. They didn't choose me. So now we're back at that scenario. We'll see how that – and for some of the veterans, this is their third coach. That's a hard transition to go from coach to coach to coach in such a short time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was the first thing I thought of with some of the holdovers from Tony Kemper's ball clubs. Kids that he recruited, where this is now the ones that have stayed. CeCe Mays, Meredith Mayer, Peyton Elderton. all of those and some others are on their third head coach now. And so there's something to be said for them sticking that out too. I think Coach Folks kind of alluded to it. They mean a lot to this community, and this community means a lot to them, or they wouldn't still be here. But that's the day and age of, you know, where college athletics is now. Coaches have just as many options as players, I feel like, a lot of the time. And a lot of times we focus on, you know, on where the coaches are going, but the players have big decisions to make too.
She said it earlier. She talked about, look, it's basketball. Basketball is basketball. But what do you anticipate her learning curve from going from Division III to Division I, or is there a learning curve? Is it more what she alluded to? We know the same people. It's just I got to go get bigger, faster, stronger players now.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is she's got to find a way to do what she has been able to do at that level at the Division I. I think that's a bigger learning curve than maybe anybody has led on quite yet. But you know, and to give you some sort of a comparison, I was thinking about this the other day too. When Kim Caldwell took her system that worked so well with a smaller lineup in the Sun Belt Conference, then went up against an ACC team who figured it out pretty quickly, you saw how important size was. And so I'm not saying it's a Sun Belt to ACC kind of leap, but there is a quite a big learning curve to see what you're capable of as a coach and what your team is capable of at the Division I level, because it is a significant jump from D3 to D1, maybe even more so than D2 to D1. I don't think Marshall would have made the hire if they didn't think that Folks was capable of at least adjusting to that curve quickly.
And she alluded to, and I like the fact she alluded to, that, hey, look, we got to get bigger players. Yeah, I like bigger players. They don't get pushed around. So yeah. I'm excited for that style of basketball. I mean, what Caldwell brought in was fun. It was like hockey for me with a line change every few minutes. But,
yeah,
I don't know how long that system could have been maintained, because people catch on. And she'll have to adjust when she's at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And people will challenge her, and she will, I'm sure, adjust just fine. But I'm optimistic now that, okay, Marshall's been a little small in the past. Now they're going to get a little bigger and stronger as well.
Yeah, and any good coach is able to do that and adjust. And so, I mean, it's definitely going back to more of a traditional system, but I think that was going to be the case regardless of who they hired, just because Caldwell's system was so unique. And she'll continue to do that and maybe make some adjustments along the way down there in Knoxville, which is – one of my favorite cities on this side. I've got some family that lives down there. But exciting for both programs, you know, Marshall and Tennessee, to get kind of this new start.
Luke Creasy's with us, HD Media. We'll be here at Jack Cook Field for the first pitch for Julie Folks. That'll be happening here shortly. We've got the game coming up at 5:50. We'll get our final break, and then Jason Toy will be here. We've got the game, Marshall, Morehead State, right here. ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Hey, Tri-State. Frank's Place is where friends hang out with friends. Stop on by for happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. and a lot of daily specials. If you're a sports fan, we have what you want. From NCAA basketball, NBA, NHL, and MLB. First responders, stop by Frank's Place and check out the specials we have for you. Frank's Place, located at the River Place Plaza, next to Fratelli's. Check us out on Facebook for weekly updates and specials. Frank's Place, your home away from home.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with kids, finances, insurance, and life? Well, let your State Farm agent help you simplify and get to a better state. With State Farm handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40%. Help you get ahead. Call an agent today and get to a better state with State Farm. In Huntington, Ray Crabtree, 304-736-8181. In Lavalette, Jason Elkins, 304-529-7555. And in Charleston, Lisa Godwin, 304-
1-800-984-0000.
Metro Community Federal Credit Union has been serving the Huntington community for 70 years and is proud to announce our newest location in Lavalette is now open. Wayne County residents, you now have access to a modern banking facility, a full range of services, advanced technology, expert financial advice, and even a smart coffee kiosk cafe. Learn more about Metro Community Federal Credit Union online at metrocommunityfcu.com or visit us today on 5th Street Road.
Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Get ready for a month of fun. It's Healthy Kids Month at the YMCA of Huntington. Keep your child active and engaged all year with the YMCA of Huntington's youth programs. From indoor and outdoor swimming to kids' emotion and basketball, we've got it all. Fall soccer and NFL flag football signups are just around the corner in July. Don't miss out on the fun. Visit HuntingtonYMCA.org to sign up and learn more. Healthy Kids Month from the YMCA of Huntington.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We're almost set for baseball here at Jack Cook Field. Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. We're going to tag Jason Toy in just a moment as we've got the game. Marshall versus Morehead State. Woody, you've been pouring over the notes all broadcast long. What do you see about Morehead State that you like? What do you anticipate here from the Thundering Herd?
Well, Morehead is built around hitting the ball out of their park. They usually throw a lot of lefties at you when you're there. Marshall may see that tomorrow, and they might counter with a left-hander. But, you know, it's Marshall's home field. They're 10-4 here this year. Got to feel pretty good about that.
Jason Toy is going to be tagging here just a moment, and we are going to be bringing you all the action here from Jack Cook Field.
Now, I kind of got what Marshall had on their board, which was about 27 games.
Yeah.
Plus, I went back to the media guide 2005 back. I got the rest of it. So this will actually be the 160th game in the series history.
And you've seen them all.
74 wins for Morehead, 72 for Marshall, and 13 ties due to either weather or darkness.
You've seen every single game, right?
I've seen a lot of them.
You've seen a lot of them.
Here and there.
How many do you think you've seen?
Morehead, Marshall, baseball, yeah. or all games?
Both. Give me both.
Well, it's going to be baseball probably, I don't know, out of 160, maybe 60.
Okay.
And all games, seen a lot more of their football team, especially from the 75 to the 90s, early 90s when they dropped us. But and I didn't blame them because Marshall was getting away from them. So, but hey, maybe 100 plus Morehead games in my life. Saw Phil Sims, seen some really good players come through. There's also been guys that have transferred from Marshall to Morehead or vice versa.
Well, our Phil Sims is joining us in just a moment. Jason Toy takes over. Marshall baseball coming up next right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.